Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, 714, Tommy Tucker, WWL, every Monday with Jeff Palermo is Rouse's Markets Football Monday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. Anything new going on, Jeff?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
Good. Anything new going on?
There's going to be a new coach at LSU.
Take me through the chronology of how this happened, because again, LSU had the lead at the half, but then in the third quarter, around the end of the third quarter, I started texting saying, you know, I don't think it's looking too good for Brian Kelly here. You got to do something because you're getting embarrassed in Tiger Stadium on Saturday night. Take me through the chronology of this as far as you know it.
Well, you're right, Tommy. At halftime, LSU's winning, and you're sitting there saying, hey, that was about as good of a half as LSU's played all season long. They had a couple good drives there. The defense forced a couple of turnovers. They're playing with that passion that you need in order to knock off a top five team in Tiger Stadium. And then in the second half, it just absolutely crumbled. I mean, it just fell apart like I don't think I've ever seen anything before in sports. Really, that punt return for a touchdown, that was kind of the beginning of the end. The snowball effect was certainly on. Brian Kelly's yelling at assistant coaches. He looks obviously just disgusted with what he's seeing. The fans are disgusted. They're leaving. There's chance of fire Brian Kelly. It was not a good vibe at all. It took a while. It took a lot longer for Brian Kelly actually to address the media than he normally does. I think had the media sitting around for about a half hour after the game before he finally spoke. But we also know that Brian Kelly has been pretty emotional in these post-game press conferences. I think he needed himself some extra time to cool down a little bit. And then we go to Sunday morning, and I think the feeling was going into it that there were going to be some staff changes. Sometime around Sunday afternoon, Scott Woodward and Brian Kelly speak. It's a conversation that does not go very well, as Scott Woodward is asking for certain staff changes. And Brian Kelly pushes back on that. The meeting abruptly ends. It's, then you get Governor Jeff Landry involved. And before you know it, LSU believes they can go ahead and swallow this tough pill of this, you know, $52 million buyout. And really, I think it just became a point late Sunday afternoon before there was an 8 o'clock team meeting that, look, the biggest thing that needs to happen right now is that Brian Kelly just needs to go away and we'll figure out the rest later. And that's basically what the statement says from LSU that came out at about early last night. Hey, we wish Brian Kelly the best. We're looking for a new head coach. Here's what we're kind of looking for. And as far as the money goes, well, we'll talk about that. We'll keep talking about it. But the most important thing, what you need to know, is Brian Kelly's no longer the head coach, and I think probably there was a lot of LSU fans that said, thank God.
So if he had gone with what Scott Woodward wanted, chances are he still got his job today?
There's a very good chance. Because even if you go back to last week, Tommy, when they lost to Vanderbilt, the feeling was, well, okay, they've lost two games on the road. They were in both games. We got this huge buyout. So it's just, you know, I think even from the donors, the LSU Board of Supervisors, it's like, yeah, we just can't get out of the, you know, we just got to, there's going to have to be staff changes. And, you know, with the bye week coming up, it's a natural time to make changes to the staff. Heck, when LSU beat South Carolina a couple weeks ago, the next day they fired their offensive line coach after LSU got after Lenore Sellers, the South Carolina quarterback, all night long. So you just felt like there was going to be some staff changes there. But you know what? Brian Kelly is he's been in this game for a long time, and I'm not surprised to see that he's not going to listen to what an athletic director tells him to do. He's going to feel like he knows how to coach a football team. And he talked about that actually on Saturday night, that it's up to the football coaches, but how he referred to it, to figure out the moves that need to be made here. And so he thought he's the one that should be making these moves, not being dictated what to do from his athletic director.
Plus, he knew that he was sitting on a contract and a buyout and everything else. Now, I don't want to get into the money part of it, because that's what the donors and the governor and the board of supervisors, everybody else can worry about. When it comes to attractiveness of the LSU job, because to us here in Baton Rouge, we think it is the epicenter. Well, not here in Baton Rouge, but for LSU fans, we think it's the epicenter. But nationally, how big is that LSU job?
It's very big. It's very big. Now, granted, the world of college football is changing. You can win at places that you previously could not win at. Indiana is an example. Look at what Lane Kiffin has done at Ole Miss. We saw SMU in the college football playoff. NIL is, if you got some big donors and you can go out there and help, you know, build yourself a roster, you can win anywhere. But still, there's this attractiveness about LSU, the fact that three coaches here recently have won national championships. You have basically a lockdown on the state, right? You are the big dog in the state. You can get all the top players in Louisiana. You're not fighting like Lane Kiffin is. He's fighting for guys out of Mississippi State. He's actually fighting off LSU and Alabama for guys out of the state of Mississippi. Mm-hmm. It's still that. I think there is a little bit of, well, right now we don't know who the school president is going to be. I think you also, as a coach, you got to sit there and say, you know what? You know, they fired Ed Orgeron, and they might not know all the particulars on why they fired Ed Orgeron. But there's probably some coaches that are looking at this thing and saying, you know, they fired Ed Orgeron 2 years after he won a national championship. Mm-hmm. They fired Brian Kelly 8 years into 8 years, or excuse me, 4 years into his contract after losing to three teams ranked in the top 10. If I don't win in 2 or 3 years, am I gone? You know, I think there is going to be maybe some hesitancy, maybe possibly from some coaches because of that. But I still think it's, you know, the big three right now, Tommy, are Florida, LSU, and Penn State. And I think I saw ESPN rank the best openings, and they had LSU at number one. And I think a lot of it is because you can win a national championship here. You got great talent here. The blueprint's been laid out, kind of. It's changed because of the NIL piece. And I think whatever coach comes in here, they're going to sit there and say, wait a minute, you just spent $50+ million buying out a coach. How much more money do you have left over here to hire me a capable staff and a quality roster? So there's going to be a lot of questions for any head coach that's going to want to try to jump into this.
But I got to believe that Jeff Landry and the donors and the board of supervisors figured all of that out before.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They parted ways with Brian Kelly, right?
Well, the way they look at it is, you know, they got to pay him all the – what has helped in this situation, they did not have to give him a lump sum. Mm-hmm. Like, if they had to just write him a check for $50-plus million, they would not be able to do that. But they can spread this out over the length of the contract, which is all the way through 2031. So when you do the math, that's about $800,000 a month. Okay, yeah, build that in your budget. We'll figure it out. You know, it's quite possible they at least have the first year figured out financially, and then they'll just go from there. You know, and what the big conversation here they're having with Brian Kelly is, can they mediate, or can they take off some of the buyout if he gets a media job? Mm-hmm. If he gets a, because I don't know if he'll get another head coaching job. Maybe he will. Let's just say he gets a media job that pays him $500,000 a year, just whatever it is. Well, that can come off the buyout. That's what they're trying to negotiate with Brian Kelly about. From everything that I gather, Brian Kelly wants every penny of what he's looking, what he believes he deserves.
Quick break. We'll pick it up with Jeff Palermo when we come back. 7:23 traffic now. WWL. 7:27. Tommy Tucker. WWL. Back with Jeff Palermo. Jeff, I'm just thinking about the logic of this. If Brian Kelly is willing to make the changes and keep his job that they wanted, Scott Woodward wanted him to change. Well, what does that say about the LSU program? Does it say that? Well, Scott, Brian Kelly was your guy, but you just needed a couple of different coaches, or we're going to settle for mediocrity and just try to keep the fan base happy by making a couple of changes. You see what I'm saying about the logic there? Jeff, you got me muted?
Sorry about that, Tom.
That's all right.
I had it on mute.
But you see what I mean about the logic of it?
Yeah, I understand. I think the idea as far as the changes were, let's just make some changes here to get through the rest of the season.
Okay.
We got 4 weeks left here. What we're doing right now, I think this is from Scott Woodward's point of view. What we're doing right now is not working. We got to show something to the fan base that what we're displaying on the field is not acceptable, and there's got to be consequences for this poor play. And so basically there needed to be a few fall guys, if you would. But when Brian Kelly pushed back on that, you know, that's when it really, everything really accelerated. I mean, it really did, because, and I guess just to kind of repeat what I said in the first segment, for those that are just joining us now, I mean, the belief was when we woke up Sunday morning that Brian Kelly was not going to be fired, but there were certainly going to be staff changes, and that then everything would be evaluated at the end of the season. And then, when Brian Kelly pushed back, everyone was angry, upset, and they said, "Okay, let's just rip the band off."
I know Lane Kiffin's your guy. Why would Lane Kiffin want to leave Ole Miss and come to LSU? First of all, I guess he's got a buyout at Ole Miss as well, right?
Well, it'll be easier to recruit here, and I know a lot of it now is about money, but still, it's a lot easier to get some of these in-state kids to buy into Louisiana. There's that. There's the recent history of winning a national championship. It's much harder to accomplish something at a place that's never done it or hasn't done it in decades. So it's a little easier. But from Lane Kiffin's point of view, he's got it rocking and rolling at Ole Miss. He's got his extended family living in the Oxford area. It would be a big decision and a lot of moving pieces for him to uproot himself from Oxford and come to LSU. But we'll see. We'll see how it all transfers. It'll be fascinating, but they may have to wait for Lane, because if he's in the college football playoffs, and especially if they win that opening round, I mean, you're not going to have a chance at him until January.
Well, his daughter is dating Whit Weeks. Maybe that has something to do with it. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I guess any angle helps, right, Tom?
Yeah, anything at all. Any recruiting tool you can use. Thank you, sir. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist. You can read all of his stuff at WWL.com about the firing of Brian Kelly. We'll take a break, come back with some financial insights you can count on. Bank on it with Jason Shield, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Right now, we pause for WWL First News.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.